G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 55 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this is an interesting episode. What I'm going to go through is a report that I was reading the other day, and it was conducted by the SASR, High Performance Optimization Cell. And it was research that they conducted about the SAS selection course and the performance on candidates throughout the 2021 course and the lessons learned that came from that in regards to performance optimization. And it's a really interesting report, and it confirms a lot that, or confirms a lot of things that people have done selection knew about, especially if you've spent time in the training of the training cells or the selection training cells and you've instructed on selection. But it's good to have it in an actual report that was written by professionals. And you'll see, I'm going to do up a proper video about this, a proper, you know, free training video that I'll release. But I just wanted to go through some of the points because they're really interesting. And it definitely reiterates some of the things that I've said previously on the podcast and some of the things that I tell, I've told you guys, guys that are listening, and guys in my Indefatigable course, okay, particularly about body weight and age as well going into selection. So what they did with this report, or what they did with the actual study, is that they did a DEXA scan for everyone before selection and post-selection, straight after selection, like the last day, and also 2 days after that. And what was really interesting in regards to weight is that on average, the dudes lost about 7.2 kilos, but it ranged from 3.7 to 12.8 kilos, all right? And that loss was made up of an average of 4 kilos of fat and 3 kilos of lean mass, and lean mass representing everything except fat and bone, so muscle, body weight, etc. Sorry, water weight, etc. And I would say if you look at this report, we'll go through in a second later, is that the guys that are weighing less overall probably lost less. Guys that go into selection weighing more, they have more to lose. And then what they did was 2 days after, they scanned everyone again and they measured them again. And what they found was that on average, soldiers gained back 3.5 kilos of body mass after 2 days of selection. And this was because they were just eating more, all right? They were eating and they were drinking and they were able to rehydrate and they were able to get glycogen back into the muscles and water as well. They also had food returned to the body and waste within the gastrointestinal system, okay? So they're saying in this report that the 2 days following the course really gave a better representation of actual body mass loss during selection. So this probably goes to show that it is a bit of a myth that people think you need to put on a lot of weight going for selection, because if you put on a lot of weight going for selection, then you're going to struggle with the 3.2 and the 20 clicker. And that's conducted at the start of selection. It's conducted on SFET, or 3.2 and the 90-minute pack march. But then you've got to do a 3.2 and the 20 clicker again. So people that are putting on a lot of body weight fast in particular are going to probably do themselves a disservice, because they're probably, or they're more likely to get injured, maybe in the knees and the hips because they're putting on weight too quickly, but also you're just weighing more. And if you're weighing more, you're going to be slower on the 3.2. So you can see that on average, guys aren't losing a whole lot of body weight. So the idea that you're going to lose so much body weight on selection, you're going to be, you know, withered down to this skeleton and a shadow of your former self, is just an exaggeration, right? So if you really go into selection with around the same weight that you've always been, what you're used to carrying, you're not going to lose as much, right? Because you just don't have that to lose. And if you go in with too much body weight and you put on extra weight, then you might struggle with the 3.2. So my point being there is that yes, if you can put on a little bit of weight, that's great, because by the end of selection, you're probably just going to be your normal weight. And it's what I did, but I went to selection. When I went for selection, I just put on too much. I was weighing about 96 when I went for selection. I lost sort of 10 kilos there. Again, that was at the end of selection. I'll probably, in a couple of days, I'll probably put that back on. But I ended selection with around my normal body weight, but I did fail the run initially. All right. So if I was to do it again, I'd probably only maybe put, if my average was about, my normal body weight was say 86, I'd probably only put on 3 or 4 kilos, and that would guarantee that my running is going to be a lot better. And then, you know, that weight that I have to lose, I'm going to lose that. And then I'm just going to be back to my normal body weight. So don't be too concerned about that. Don't be too concerned about putting on a hell of a lot of body weight, because you don't need to. And this report really shows that, confirms that, because it's got a nice little chart here. It's broken up into different categories: age, weight, body mass, lean mass, body fat. And then it's broken, the headings are all the people that started selection, the finishers and the non-finishers. All right. So in regards to body mass, from everyone who started the course, the average weight was 85 kilos. Okay. But that was split up between 67 kilos and 108 kilos. So everyone in between. It would be interesting, because I'd like them to break that down even further, particularly with the age category, which I'll go through in a second. But of those who finished, the average body mass in kilos was 86. Okay, so that was, and that ranged between 67 kilos and 108 kilos again. All right, so there was a person that was 67 kilos that finished the course. And that's interesting, because somebody asked me about that the other day. Did I know anyone under 70 kilos? And I said no, but it's right in this report. Okay, 67 kilos. I don't think there'd be many that weigh as little as that that get through selection, but you know, in this year they did. And then all the way up to 108 kilos. Again, those extremities, I'd like to get a further breakdown of that. I think most people, the average of 86 kilos is probably about right. I think most people are probably anywhere from 80 to 90 kilos is probably the main bracket there. The non-finishers, again, average 85 kilos, okay? So, and that range from 70 kilos to 104 kilos. All right, so in this report, they're saying that there's no significant difference between age, weight, mass, lean mass, and body fat percentage between those who finished and those who didn't. All right, so the same as height as well. A couple of statistics that were significant trends that they talked about in this report was that higher lean mass was associated with faster 20-kilometer pack march times, and lower body fat percentage was associated with faster 3.2K webbing run times. And also that faster times for the 20-kilometer pack march and 3.2-kilometer webbing run times were both associated with further progress on the course, i.e. those with faster times were more likely to remain on course for more days compared to those with lower times, okay? So that might be to do with guys that are fitter, guys that are prepared more, you know, candidates that are more professional and go better on the 20-kilometer pack march and the 3.2-kilometer webbing run are more likely to finish or get longer, go for longer days or more days on the course. There's obviously going to be people outside of that, okay? So myself and one of my mates, we're on selection. We only barely just passed the 3.2-kilometer run time, and we both made it through. But on average, all right, the trend that stood out in this report was saying that the faster people do the 20-kilometer pack march and the 3.2, the more likely that they're going to go longer on the course. So that's something to take note of. The other thing I want to look at is age. Now, in this report and in this chart that they have in this report, it showed of everyone who started selection age-wise, you had guys between 20 and 39 years old, the average being 28. The finishers on that year's selection course, 2021, first ASR, the average age was 28, and there was guys between 24 and 39. So what's interesting about that is no one under 24 finished. The non-finishers, again, average age was 28, and the non-finishers were between 20 and 39. Like, what's interesting to note about that is there was at least two 39-year-olds on the course, okay? So you had a 39-year-old that finished and a 39-year-old that didn't finish. What I would like to see is a greater breakdown of that, right? And really sort of have a look at all the ages broken down everywhere from 20 to 39, how many people in that category. But I think 28, and I've always said this, that I reckon about 28 is the average age of guys that get through selection, and that's exactly what they said in this report. There's definitely guys that are under 24 that have passed selection previously, but for last year's selection course, there was no one under 24, but there were people, or there was at least one that was 39. So plenty of guys into their 30s to get through selection there. So it's a good point. It's a good statistics to know, is that older guys can get through, and plenty of older guys get through. Plenty of guys in their 30s get through, okay? Another thing I'd take note of is that while no one got through that was under 24, if you join the army at 18, 19, you do 3-4 years in the military, don't wait until, you know, you're sort of hitting 24, 25 to have a crack at selection. Because there's plenty of guys who've got through under 24 years of age. So have a crack when you feel ready. Once you've done your time in the military and you feel like you're ready and you've had some good leading time, do it. Do selection, because I've spoken to guys previously that think that, well, that, you know, they're 20 years old and they said they're going to wait 7 years or 8 years to do selection. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. 7-8 years is a long time. Anything could get in the way. You know, life happens. You could get injured. You know, whatever the case may be. My point is that do it when you're ready, all right? Do it when you've done your time and you feel you're good to go. Because if, worst case scenario, you don't make it the first time and you get to learn from that and then go again, all right? And the other thing is that plenty of older guys get through. So if you're sitting there, you're in your 30s, you might be 34, 35, 36, and you haven't even joined the military yet. There's a number of guys on this selection course in this report that were 39 that finished and were selected. So fucking go for it, all right? Don't let being in your 30s stop you from having a go, all right? Because people can do it. I actually heard of someone who was recently who was 40 who got through, all right? I don't know anyone over 40, but that's not to say you couldn't do it, all right? There's just not many that actually go for it. And there are a number of other things I talked about in this report in regards to supplements and sleep. And the actual breakdown of the macronutrients in regards to food when training for selection and when on selection. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to do a free video. I'm going to put together a free video and put that out. But I just wanted to do this quick podcast or episode of a podcast to talk about the weight and the age and to dispel a few myths and hopefully give people some confidence too, depending on what they're weighing, depending on how old they are as well, and give you a bit of clarity around that. So look out for that free video. I'll get it out there as soon as I put it together. But that's it for this episode of the podcast. If I don't do another one between now and New Year's, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks very much for all your support over this year, particularly in regards to the podcast. If you've got any questions at all, make sure you hit me up. You can hit me up on social media. Reese_Dowden on Instagram is probably the best. Or you can email me, Reese, R-H-Y-S, Reese@operatoredge.com. Thanks again to everyone. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode. Cheers.